Chapter 68, Tom Orley. Where did they all come from? Tom Orley hid behind a low weed mound and looked about at the various alien parties on the horizon. He counted at least three groups, all converging from different directions on the floating eggshell-shaped wreck. About a mile behind them, the volcano still rumbled. He had left the crashed Thenanin scout ship at dawn, leaving a pan of precious fresh water under the dying pilot's mouth, within reach if he should ever awaken. He had set out soon after sighting the party of Tandu, testing his newly woven weed shoes on the uneven, slimy surface. The splayed snowshoe-like devices helped him walk cautiously across the slick carpet of vines. At first he moved much faster than the others, but soon the Tandu developed a new technique. They stopped floundering in the mire and came on at a brisk walk. Tom kept low and worried about what would happen if they caught sight of him. And now there were other parties as well, one approaching from the southwest and one from the west. He couldn't make them out clearly yet, just dots, bobbing slowly and with difficulty on a low, serrated horizon. But where the hell had they all come from? The Tandu were closest. There were at least eight or nine of them approaching in a column. Each creature splayed its six spindly legs wide apart to spread its weight. In their arms they cradled long, glistening instruments that could only be weapons. They marched forward rapidly. Tom wondered what their new tactic was. Then he noticed that the lead Tandu did not carry a weapon. Instead, it held the leash of a shaggy, shambling creature. The keeper leaned forward over its charge, as if coaxing it to keep at a given task. Tom risked raising his head a couple of feet above the mound. Well, I'll be damned. The hairy creature was creating land, or at least solidity, in a narrow causeway in front of the party. Just before and on both sides of the trail, there was a faint shimmering where reality seemed to struggle against a noxious intrusion. An episiarch. Momentarily, Tom forgot his predicament, grateful for this rare sight. As he watched, the causeway failed in one spot. The luminous band around the edges of the trail snapped together with a loud bang. The Tandu warrior standing there flailed and thrashed as it fell into the weeds. By fighting, it merely tore the carpet and opened the hole wider, until finally it sank like a stone into the sea. None of the other Tandu seemed to take notice. The two behind the gap leaped across to the temporarily solid ground beyond. The party, diminished by one, continued to advance. Tom shook his head. He had to reach the wreck first. He couldn't afford to let the Tandu pass him. Yet, if he did anything, even resumed his own march, they'd certainly spot him. He didn't doubt their efficiency with those weapons they carried. No human warrior ever underestimated the Tandu for long. Reluctantly, he knelt and untied the fastenings on his weed shoes. Discarding them, he crawled carefully to the edge of an open pool. He counted slowly, waiting until he could hear the column of galactics approaching. He rehearsed his moves in his mind. Taking several deep breaths, he pulled his diving mask over his face, making certain it was snug and the collecting fins were clear. Then he pulled his needler from its holster, holding it in two hands. Tom set his feet on two firm roots and checked his balance. The pool was just in front of him. He closed his eyes. Listen for the swishing tail of the tiger shark. His empathy sense pinpointed the powerful psi emissions of the mad Eti adept, now only some 80 meters away. Jillian, he sighed. Then in one sudden, fluid motion, he stood up and extended his weapon. His eyes opened, and he fired.